The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Chavav Amabez says, Koha Shofros Ksherim. Basically, all shofros are kosher, chutz mishel para. Except for para, the other meaning is to try to use a ram. But Pialacha Koha Shofros Ksherim, chutz mishel para. Why can't I use a shofros shel para? So the Gemara says, because of the Shein Kategor Nase Sanegor. Because one of the things we're asking for on Rosh Hashanah is we want to be forgiven for the sin of the golden calf. So therefore, we don't want to use a shofar made out of a calf, a cow, because it will remind God of our sin. And therefore, we don't want the prosecutor being the defendant as well. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says. That's why when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he only wears the Big Day Lavan, not the Big Day Zahav. Because Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor, so therefore, we can't pull the shofar from a par because it reminds God, we're asking for forgiveness, and at the same time, it reminds him of the sin of the Cheda Ego. The Kasha is, what do you mean? Va'ika Big Day Zahav Bim Chutz, but you... The Kohen Gadol could wear Big Day Zav outside of the Kodesh HaKadosh. We're not worried about Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor, only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And last I checked, we're blowing shofar in shuls, not even in Israel, not even, certainly not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why are we worried about Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor? So the Gemara says, Kevin, there was Zikron who... Since shofar is called zikron, kuv nimdami. So Gemara says something along the lines that every time we blow shofar, it's considered kuv nimdami. It's considered like we're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mr. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this a lot, and he explained based on the Gemara in Brachas that when you stand in the Beis Hamikdash, Shechav and Eslibo can I get Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, etc. That we should have kavana when we dive in negative Kodesh HaKadoshim. So since Tchia Shofar, Rav Soloveitchik talks about it as a Bechina Shal Tefillah, therefore, Kelezikron who Kuv Nimdami. And therefore, one has to be concerned. So the Sfas Emes as well has a similar yesod, that Rav Soloveitchik, that Shofar is a din in Tefillah. It's an inarticulate cry to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Usually when we dive and we have words, we read from a siddur. But shofar is the inarticulate cry. We're reading without words. So what's the concept? So the concept is that since, what do we say, Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we don't have to worry. We could use the shofar shopara. But in the Beis HaMikdash, we can't use the Big Day Zav because we want it to be 100% pure, that we don't want any remembrance. And we're saying that blowing shofar is like being in the Kodesh Kadoshim. So the Sfas Emes says, because what's the purity? The higher level, when we daven with our words, our mouth is something that unfortunately is not only used for davening and learning, it's used for Lashon Hara and other things. So therefore, we don't want to, we're in the Kodesh Kadoshim. When we're blowing the shofar, we want to have a pure, holy tone to it. So therefore, when we blow the shofar, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't want no Big Day Zav in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So too, when it comes to shofar in shul, besides not using a para, but because it's kuv nimdami. But that's the whole yisod of shofar. It's I'm davening. It's the pinta liyid inside. It's my pure neshama, el kai neshama shenasata bi. That's what I'm praising you with, and that's how they explain the concept of like we do a tekiya. I assume a tekiya shvarim tekiya is because tekiya they say is more like the original neshama, nice and pure. And then we have the shvarim, we get broken up, so to speak. We sin, we make mistakes, we fall. But then ultimately we do a tekiya, and ultimately we do a tekiya dolo. We become even purer, we become even greater. Why? Because Chazal tell us B'makam Ba'alei Tshuva Omdin Ein Tzadikin Yecholo Ligmor. That the place where the Ba'alei Tshuva stand, even the Tzadikim don't stand. So therefore, originally it's a Tekiah, and then we break up into a Shvara, but then we do a Tekiah, Tekiah Gedolah, to show that now we've become even purer. But so that's the Yisod of Shofar. It's a Din in Tefillah. It's a higher level. We don't want words, a mouth, which are used for other things. We want it to be a pure thing, and that's why we say by shofar, we blow the shofar, and it's a din in tefillah, as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out well and gave many rayas to it. And that's part of, that could be part of the kuda of whether you do shofar in the middle. Why are we doing shofar in the middle of Shmon Esrei? So, because the Rav assumes in the Sfas Emes, because shofar is a din in tefillah. It's not a hefsik, it's what you're doing, and it's a higher level. Together, shofar together with our tefillahs makes our tefillahs even greater. Others who are against the minhag of doing it in the silence, among many other reasons, one could hold that maybe it's a hefsik. We're not shaking lulav in the middle of Shmon Esrei while we shaking shofar, but working with Rav Soloveitchik and the Sfas Emes, that the highest level of tefillah, that's the whole machlokas among chassidim, is the song greater just the niggin alone, or the niggin with the singing? You know, maybe the singing taints the niggin. So that's the concept here. It's shofar is a tefillah without words. That is the ultimate of a kind of shamash and asatib. We go back to a tequila gedolah. We fall and then we do a tshuva when we hear the shofar, and therefore we get back up pure in the shabbat. B'makam Ba'alei Tshuva Omdim Tzadikin Einu Yachol Lamod Sham.